Hello and welcome back to the Audio DT with Reb T, the Audio Devar Torah with Reb T, the show where we talk a few minutes on the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are in Parsha's Teruma, seemingly a very technical Parsha, a very tedious Parsha, not that any Parsha or any aspect of Torah is tedious, but a little bit more detail-oriented, harder to get through, harder to follow, not really so much story-based or agadic base, as we would say in the Gemara. So let's see what we could learn and what we could see. So we're looking at Chav Vav Yud Dalet. Perek Chav Vav Pasuk Yud Dalet. Just taking a snippet of the Pasuk. Over there it says, V'yasisa mechase la'ohel, dot, 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 mi lamala. You shall make a covering for the ohel. We're talking about the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and then it says, of tachash skins above. So what was the tachash? So immediately the Yerushalmi Talmud, picks up in it and says, the tachash was a multicolored animal, which was created specifically for the Mishkan, for the tabernacle, and existed only at that time. Isn't that fascinating? This creature, this special animal, was only at the time of the Midbar and the Mishkan, and at that time that the Mishkan was around, so we can't find it nowadays. We don't know where it is. Also, the idea of the worm, I forget the name of it, but that was used, the Shamir, that was used for the Beis HaMikdash. Also, I don't know if that's around. That also was used at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, because Hashem didn't want there to be iron used, wanted to be peacefully made, and it was a special creature that cut through the stone. Also fascinating that it was at that time. But in any case, this was at the time of the Mishkan, this Tachash. Rabbi Hoshaya taught that it was a one-horned animal, and that comes from the Yerushalmi Talmud. Again, the sources here are from Chabad.org, a fascinating and wonderful website and organization. Their sources are always wonderful. So also, the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains, in truth, everything that Hashem created, He created solely for His glory. A very famous Mishnah from Pirkei Avos. And if you're interested in Pirkei Avos, we do a Mishnah per day, every day. It's called the PAL with Reb T, right here on SheerEnjoyment.com. We have all previous episodes on anchor.fm/TaniG. But here, in that Pirkei Avos, a fascinating sefer, a wonderful sefer, this Mishnah, very famous, Hashem made everything solely for His glory. It is only that in our material world, and this is the focus part of this phrase, a thing's exterior face often belies its intrinsic purpose. I'm going to say that again. Only in our material world, a very Gashmias-type world, a thing's exterior face often belies its intrinsic purpose. But there was one creature, the Tachash, which existed only in the time and the place it was needed for the making of a dwelling for God. Thus the Tachash expressed the true nature of every creation, that it exists to the sole end of serving and revealing the divine essence implicit within it. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe here is talking about how there's a time and a place for different things, how it was made only at that time, and the exterior often doesn't show what the interior is. And we're just going to pick up with two Pirkei Avos Mishnahs to further solidify this idea, and then we're going to jump it into layman's English terms. Al tistakel bakankan ela b'mashe yeshbo. This is a very wonderful Mishnah here in Avos Dalid Chaf 420. Don't look at the jug, but rather look at what is inside. Brings to mind a very, very famous phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. And then another Mishnah says, Hu Haya Omer. He used to say, Altihi buz l'chol adam, v'altihi maflig l'chol davar. Do not scorn any man, do not discount anything. She'ein l'cha adam, she'ein lo sha'ah. For there is no man who has not his hour. V'ein l'cha davar, she'ein lo makom. And no thing that has not its place. So the main two things we want to pick up here, talking about not judging a book by its cover, and talking about how everything has its time and its place. And we're just going to pick up on this a little more in the brief time we have together. So do not judge a book by its cover. And what you see is not what you get. You know that famous phrase we hear when we're kids? What you see is what you get. What you have is what you have. But really here we're saying what you see is not what you get. The exterior does not really show the interior. And I want to pick up from this as from an OT perspective. I'm an occupational therapist and I have another show called OT Talk with Mr. T at anchor.fm/MRT1. If you want to join us, we talk how to live life occupationally using fine motor, functional life skills. But as a therapist, this is very, very close to home for me. This is very important for me. All the years working with children with special needs, not special needs children, is how we look at a person and how we deal with a person is how we should really go about dealing with all people, because a person is not a diagnosis or a disability. People are not just how they look. We want to use, and we need to use, people first, person first language. It's a person with autism, not an autistic person. I want to bring to you Wikipedia's fascinating description of this idea of people first language, person first language. You know, she happens to be in a wheelchair. She's not a wheelchair bound person. She happens to have MS. She's not an MS person. Lolena, we shouldn't know from any conditions, but really we got to look at people in such a way. Wikipedia talks about people first and person first language is that it's a type of linguistic prescription which puts a person before a diagnosis, describing what a person has rather than asserting what a person is. We want to realize that people have different aspects of them, especially because I work in the school system here in one of the boroughs. A lot of times when I come to IEPs, they really say it wrong. Oh, he's autistic. Oh, he's speech-language impaired. No, he happens to have a speech-language impairment. He happens to have autism. It's an aspect of the person. It's not the full person. It's intended, when using people-first language, it's intended to avoid marginalization or dehumanization, either consciously or subconsciously, when discussing people with a chronic illness or a disability. And it doesn't have to be just a disability or an illness. When we look around and we talk to people, we see different aspects of them. Those are the aspects we should avoid. Oh, he's such a fat person. No, it's a person that might happen to be a little bit overweight. Oh, he's poor. It's a person that might happen to have monetary issues. We have to put the person first. Talking this way can be seen as a type of disability etiquette, but person-first language can also be more generally applied to any group that would otherwise be defined or mentally categorized by a condition or a trait. For example, race, age, or appearance. Oh man, he's so old. No, it's a person that has more years than you. Doesn't mean he's an old, elderly person. Oh, he happens to have, look at that blonde. You know what they say about different hair colors and whatnot? Well, not true. No, this person happens to have a hair color that's blonde or yellow. Doesn't mean that there are certain traits, generalized stereotypes that are not true. People first language and person first language avoids using labels or adjectives to define someone, utilizing terms such as a person with diabetes or a person with alcoholism instead of a diabetic or an alcoholic. You can't sum up a person in one word. That's not right, that's not fair, and it's not really showing the essence of the person. The intention is that a person is seen foremost as a person and only secondary as a person with some trait. Advocates of person first language point to the failure to mentally separate the person from the trait as reinforcing a sense that both the trait and the person are inherently bad or inferior, leading to discrimination, whilst also implicitly reinforcing a sense of permanency, even regarding issues that are likely to be temporary. For example, a person with a substance use disorder has a fair chance of achieving long-term remission, many years in which they're healthy and productive, but calling them a substance abuser reinforces an unspoken sense they're inherently and permanently tainted and cast doubt on maintenance of remission. So this is a very passionate topic of mine, especially throughout grad school and working in the field, working with kids, working with children that happen to have difficulties or the like. We see it all over the place. We have to put the person first. Get to know a person first before forming an opinion. First impressions often are not correct. La Havdil, when dating, first encounters also might not belie the truth of the person. When my wife first met me, I was severely jaded, went through X number of people till I found her, and on the phone, looking back, really, really not a smart thing to say, what I usually do, thank God, Baruch Hashem, she saw a bite, but if she just judged me based on what I said, based on that first encounter, then God forbid we wouldn't have worked out together. But Baruch Hashem, she saw by it and realized that I was just jaded, realized I said something not thinking it through. We should also realize that first impressions are not always really showing the truth of the person. We can't judge a book by its cover. We look at a house, we see that it's huge, we automatically think, wow, they're amazing. But there's so many people in so many communities that if you went in the house, there's no furniture because all the money is gone. They have to keep up standards. They feel like they have to keep up standards. We talk about it, but we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Judging a book by its cover could be books, could be svarim, could be people, could be houses, could be cars. Just because it looks like they have one thing doesn't really mean it. We shouldn't judge in general. We should always be down the cuffs. Because if you're going to judge a person favorably, but don't judge them at all to begin with is really the best way of going about it. And if you do think about things like that, then you'll realize there's much more going on under the surface, under the case. You don't know what's going on in a person's family with their kids. Don't automatically assume things. Oh, wow, she looks tired and her kid's tantruming. She must be a terrible mother. You don't know what's going on. You don't know that he was screaming for 3 hours until she got him out the door. You have 3 kids under 5. Don't judge the person. Very difficult days, very difficult. And realize that there's always more to the story than that's going on. And also the second point we wanted to mention was that second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Sorry that we're going a few minutes longer than usual, but very passionate topic of mine. And realize that every person has their hour and every place has their thing. Every creature has their thing. Every person, no matter how it looks or how they look, every item, how it looks, every creature, no matter how gross or annoying, has its place and purpose. I tell my wife all the time, I don't know why flies were created by Hashem and why mosquitoes were created. They're really annoying and they're really troublesome and they could sting and whatever. But those I don't know the answer for. We don't know the answer for. But you think about spiders, there's a very good reason for it, as we'll talk about in a second. We may never know why, but don't look at the outside of looks or the appearance and dismiss it out of hand. There's a place and a time for all things. You might not think this person will help you or hurt you one day, but you got to treat every person with respect, because who knows, maybe the guy next to you who you think doesn't look like so special is going to end up being the CEO one day. And if you treat him nice, he'll help you back in return. Everything comes around. What goes around comes around. You treat people nicely, it'll come back to you. Hashem will make sure of that. All people can have different... life is a revolving door. A person might be rich one day and not rich the other day. But think about the spider, this creature. King David was running from his father-in-law. A crazy story throughout Shmuel, Aleph and Bet, and how he was running. His father-in-law gave him his daughter, and then he had melancholia, whatever the thing might be, depression. He wanted to kill David. He realized David was going to ascend, and he felt like David was a threat, and he was chasing after David. But David was in a cave, and had there been no spider, David would have died. Because why? The Sha'ul HaMelech comes to see him, comes into the cave, thinks that David was there, but he saw that there was a spider web. By the fact that there was a spider web, he's like, how could David have been here? A spider needs all this time to make a web. He couldn't have been here, so he ran away from there. But really, Hashem made a miracle that the spider made a web overnight, or just that day, literally saving David's life because of the spider. So you never know how every creature has its place, every animal has its place, every person has their place. Everyone deserves our respect. We shouldn't judge people by the book, by the cover. You never know what's going on under the surface. We can't label people, and we can't just give people the terms. People are not their disability or difficulty. It might just be something they have. It's just part of their life, something they have to deal with. We all have so many things we have to deal with, and we should realize all of us are valued, wonderful contributors. We all have our place in the world. We all have something we could do, contribute. Every creature, every insect, every person, every animal. And in that way, if we go about life in such a way, hopefully we could bring Mashiach speedily in our days. Join us next time as we talk again on the Audio DT with Reb T.